back into that.
Is any old fashioned words you might have heard a long time ago?
No, I never did.
Well, what if a girl stops letting a boy come over to see her? You know, if they've been dating for a while, you say she what?
Busted up with him.
And if he asked her to marry him, but she, you know, the answer was no, you'd say she
broke off with him.
And if they were engaged, and
she broke the engagement.
And would it make any difference if it was the man or the woman that did this?
Well, I don't know.
Would you use the same words?
No, they can use the same words, all right.
And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the what?
Is the one that gives him away.
Well, how about another word? The
best man.
Have you ever heard that call anything else?
Well, no, I ain't ever heard it called much more than the best man.
And what about the girl that stands up with the bride?
Well, she's her best bridesmaid.
And did you ever hear about some kind of noisy party they'd have after a wedding? Maybe they'd shoot guns off in there?
Serenade.
So that'd be a serenade of the...
Mm-hmm. Serenade in the couple.
Well, have you ever heard that called anything else?
That's what I've always heard them call when they go and to get out in the house to themselves. They'd take the guns and go shoot all around. They'd shoot up in the air.
Now tell me about that.
Well, that's what the old people used to do.
Oh, really? When was the last time you heard about that?
Well, Lord, that's been a way back, down there.
Well, do you remember?
They ain't allowed to do that now.
Did you ever go to a serenade on that?
No, I wouldn't go with them because I didn't want to. I just told them I didn't love to hear the guns fire.
Well, would you ever do it if somebody, you know, upset the community by, you know?
Yeah, it upset the people in the community, and they'd go to fussing and crying about it, so that's why they had it stopped.
Well, what about if it was just going on that nobody in the community approved of? What about if somebody just...
was just out of shooting around it? Well, now, they don't care from shooting in the country. It ain't as bad as it is here in town. See, that's where they got the law here in town. You can't even shoot an air rifle, pistol, or a BB gun. Because houses is close by. But you see, the houses was a distance apart back in that day, and they just shoot up in the air for serenading.
And now, what about if a white man took up with a nigger woman or something? Would you serenade him? If they weren't
not
married.
Back there then, no, they weren't. I wouldn't serenade them now because I don't believe in it.
But so a serenade, would you ever serenade at somebody you didn't like a lot?
Well, we would if they were there in our community. We'd treat them just like we did the white, but we didn't have no niggers that close to us that would marry and get me in our community.
Well now, if you go to Columbia, Alabama, you say you're going...
I went over into Columbia.
And now what if you're going to Enterprise?
I'd say I went to Enterprise.
So you say I'm going...
to Enterprise.
Would you say you...
I'm going to Enterprise this morning.
And what about to...
Ozark? I'd say I was going to Ozark this morning. And
so is Ozark up or over or down or how?
It's towards north and I'd call it up that way.
Up to Ozark. What about to Enterprise? Would you go?
You'd go via going west.
So would,
going out west to Ozark.
Would you go over to Ozark or what?
Over in Ozark or something. And then you're going out to Columbia, you'd say, well, I'm going over in Columbia this morning.
What about the Panama City?
Well, we say going down. It's south, you see. It's really south. It's 100 miles from here to Panama City.
What about New York? Would you go?
If I was a-going, I'd say I was a-going.
Would you go up?
Up to New York, or which way I'd go, I've never been.
All right. Well,
but I know I've been.